This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one
piece. G'day, Dr. Carl here. Now, thieving must be one of the oldest pursuits in human societies. But to stay ahead of their targets, thieves are often early adopters of new technology. And so today, I want to tell you about one of the latest scams that they've come up with. This rort starts with a simple text message from your phone provider. This is the first hint that your identity has been stolen, and that your money is about to vanish too. The text message says that your phone number has been transferred or ported to another telco or telecommunications company. You probably ignore it because you think it's a mistake or just another unrequested marketing message. Then wham! Your money's gone from under your nose. The immense computing power in modern smartphones means that they're the new target for many computer crimes. We probably shouldn't be surprised. Since computers have existed, they've been a target. In fact, one of the first computer crimes was set up about half a century ago, in 1963, by the accountant Eldon Royce. He worked for a big fruit and vegetable wholesaling company. It bought produce from hundreds of growers, and then sold the stock onto dozens of dealers. This meant thousands of deals involving packing, storing, and transport. Because the supply and demand changed all the time, so did the prices. The newfangled computer was the perfect way to keep track of these thousands of deals each day. Royce saw an opportunity to skim money. He altered the computer program to automatically take just a few fractions of a cent out of every transaction. With so many transactions, the money began rolling in. After 6 years, he had stolen over $1 million, about $50 million in today's money. The trouble was, he got tired doing all of this extra work, and so he pulled the plug on his own scam. But when he stopped stealing, the company saw a sudden bump in profits, which raised the question, why? Royce eventually confessed to his crime, and he spent 10 years in jail. Today, using technology for thieving isn't such tiring work. For the new texting scam I mentioned earlier, all a thief really needs to steal from you is your identity, and that includes your date of birth, names of relatives, driver's license, and so on. These are often the things that you freely give away on social media. Once they've got this basic information, then they need to figure out who your telco is and give them a call. These identity thieves will often get this last bit of information in a very low-tech way, by raiding your unlocked mailbox. If they're lucky, they will find a bill from your telco. Jackpot! The final step is to ring your telco, pretend to be you, and transfer your phone number to another network. This is when you might get that unusual message telling you that your phone number has been ported. With your identity, the thieves might give your bank a call. And with your phone number, they can now bypass any two-factor verification that you've got set up for security. When your bank sends the secret six-digit security code to your phone, the message goes to the thief, not to you. And 60 seconds later, your money vanishes from your account. Phone porting to electronically steal money began in Australia around 2015, and has grown exponentially since then. Normally, the amount of money stolen is in the thousands of dollars. But there was one case where hundreds of thousands of dollars were stolen because some unlucky person had just sold a house. So, what can you do to stop it? Up the security arrangements with your bank and telco to make sure that each time you talk with them, you have to provide a secret password. Take your mobile phone number and birth date off social media. Make up totally fake information about your mother's maiden name or your first job, just so thieves can't figure it out. use different high-level passwords for each account, or even better, use a password manager application. And yes, use two-step verification for every account that you can think of. It'll be worth the effort, because dealing with this kind of theft costs money, and it costs time. In fact, it'll take you around 27 hours to fix a problem like this. That's a lot of time on hold when you're already stressed. And generally, you'll need to talk to some 8 different organisations and about 19 different people. And even after you've fixed the problem, you might still end up with a bad credit rating history. So, from today, don't ignore those annoying texts. Well, ignore most of them, just not the ones about porting. It's almost enough to make you nostalgic for the good old days of simple money laundering.